USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing with stocks much lower as the market reacts to yesterday's interest rate hike announcement. The Dow was down more than 1,300 points at different times in today's session. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 1,063 points to 32,997. Russian forces continue to posture their nuclear capabilities, simulating nuclear attacks near EU countries. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby is asked about the United States' concerns of the Russian nuclear threat in Ukraine.
It's not the behavior of a responsible nuclear power to engage in that kind of rhetoric. I would just tell you that, as I said many times before, we monitor this every single day. We're comfortable and confident that our strategic deterrent posture is well placed.
This is USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little-known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla and all other automobile manufacturers and is still priced at a mere fraction of its better-known competitors. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to complete the same safety or other costly certifications that hinder traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
As the price of gas in Oregon is $4.66 a gallon, the state continues to deal with inflation. Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown is focusing on feminine hygiene products.
Every public school in Oregon will soon be required to provide tampons and other feminine products in boys' bathrooms. In addition, those tampons must include instructions on how to use them. The requirement is in accordance with the state's new Menstrual Dignity Act, signed into law by Democratic Governor Kate Brown last year. It mandates that menstrual products be made available in every student bathroom. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the state is settling a $680 million lawsuit with Walgreens. The agreement comes weeks into a civil trial over Walgreens' alleged role in the opioid epidemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
During President Biden's inauguration speech, he said he planned to unite the country. Republicans on Capitol Hill say the president is not backing up his words.
As Democrats are running all three branches of the government right now, President Biden continues to attack Americans with a different political ideology.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News reminds half the country the Biden administration has been and will continue coming at you for your beliefs.
We've seen with Joe Biden a politicization of the Department of Justice, a politicization of the FBI, and a weaponization of the federal government. This Biden White House has handed control of their agenda over to the radicals, over to the extreme and the socialists.
Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau with that story. Senator Marco Rubio has proposed a bill to cut off corporate tax deductions for businesses that offer to pay expenses for employees who travel to other states to abort their babies. Big businesses like Amazon, Disney, Citigroup, Lyft, Yelp, Uber, Bumble, and Salesforce have recently announced they would cover such expenses for employees in order to help them circumvent pro-life laws in their home states. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.